Now our first feature, Ruffians and Scallywags, A Brief History of Prince of Wales Road. Our reader is Mike Hutchinson.
Trouble was brewing in the Prince of Wales Road, Norwich, and angry residents had raised a petition demanding action. They were sick of the rowdy behaviour of the young ruffians and scallywags. Nothing new in this, you may think. Prince of Wales Road is the notorious heart of clubland in the 21st century. It has been described as the most dangerous street in the whole of Norfolk, and more recently, a human pigsty. The thing is, this petition was presented to the Chief Constable way back in 1927. In those days, Norwich had its own Chief Constable, the legendary John Henry Dane, who founded the Lads Club and its own police force. Members of the Watch Committee, as the name suggests, kept a close eye on activities in the city. Minutes reveal, March the 18th, 1927, resolved, after hearing a report from the Chief Constable that he had received a petition from residents of the Prince of Wales Road relative to rowdyism in this road by young persons at night, and that he was using every means to stop the nuisance, that a further report be furnished to this committee in the 3 months' time. Those were the days when there were still some police officers who had difficulty in reading and writing. So rather than arresting a troublemaker, which would involve a written report and a possible court appearance, there were some officers who opted for an alternative way of dealing with the situation. That could be a traditional Norfolk ding round the lug, and it often had the desired effect. At the Watch Committee meeting on June the 17th, 1927, it was written, "The Chief Constable reported that measures adopted to prevent disorderly conduct in the Prince of Wales Road had been most successful, and there did not appear to be any cause for complaint." Remember that in those days, trams would be cluttering backwards and forwards up and down the Prince of Wales Road, and lads would climb on the back to get a free ride. In 1912, one boy fell off the back of a tram into the path of a car and was killed. In 1911, there were 151 vehicles registered in Norwich. Time has not been kind to the Prince of Wales Road, which has become an eyesore. Better seen at night than during the day, or not at all. But now comes the news that one of the most iconic buildings, recently the Mercy Nightclub, could be turned into flats and penthouses called Regent's Place and Alexander Mansions. In an application which may be welcomed by many and could result in the Prince of Wales Road being given the boost it so desperately needs. The Alexander Mansions were the first homes built following the construction of the road in the 1860s. A rooftop terrace of 12 properties built with grey Holcombe brick, similar to the brickwork of Holcombe Hall, were sold at £8.50 a pair, a hefty sum in those days. The Regent Cinema was built by the Alexander Picture House and Theatre Company, which took its name from the existing 140-foot frontage of the shops, offices and accommodation. And what a place it was. Opened in 1923, it had taken 17 months to build. It was a centre of entertainment, equipped for variety acts as well as films. It had a large stage, dressing rooms and an orchestra pit. The foyer was a work of art, with a fountain and a goldfish pool. There was a waiting room for latecomers and a special parking area in Mountergate called the Rink. Much of the fancy work disappeared in 1961 with the arrival of the ABC, then Canon, before it closed as a cinema and became the Mercy Nightclub. As for the future, time will tell. Let's hope it'll be kind to this wonderful old building, which deserves to be treated with far more respect.